Before you dial a single number, you need three things straight: what you're selling, what it costs, and how you're trained to sell it. This chapter is the map. Everything that comes after it fills in one piece of what we're about to lay out right now: the product, the price, and the two blended methods that carry you from a stranger picking up the phone all the way to a booked demo on the calendar. Let's start with what EdenOS actually is. Eden is an AI office from Stay Elite. Two AI agents named Adam and Eve answer every call, every text, and every email in a company's own name, and they finish the request right there on the spot. They book it, they quote it, they reschedule it, or they answer it outright. Eden replaces the desk, not the hands. The crew still does the field work. Eden does the office work. The sales, the scheduling, the quotes, the follow-up, the records, the reviews, and a morning briefing every day. The office never closes, so a call that comes in at 11 at night gets the same answer as one that comes in at 9 in the morning. Eden is built for local service companies. Think HVAC, plumbing, electrical, roofing, and exteriors, plus dental, veterinary, and med spa practices. And really any office where one coordinator is doing the work of four people. Now, who are Adam and Eve? Adam is the outbound agent. He works old quotes, lapsed customers, and maintenance renewals. He reopens quotes that went quiet and books the next step himself. He even runs the entire onboarding interview on his own, with no human implementer involved anywhere in that process. And he chases suppliers and approvals by phone and email. Eve is the inbound agent. She answers calls and texts on the first ring any hour of the day or night, logs the issue, books the first available window, and texts back a confirmation. The short version of it, straight from the brand itself, is this: Eve picks up, Adam follows up. A buyer can run Eve on inbound only, Adam on outbound only, or one agent covering everything. Either way, they share a single schedule and a single customer history. And both of them always disclose that they're AI whenever anyone asks. Neither one ever claims to be a human employee. They can even talk agent to agent when a customer's own AI assistant is the one placing the call. Everything I just told you comes straight from the brand material itself. Anything beyond that, headcount, specific integrations, the technical architecture underneath it, nobody's told us that, so it stays out of your calls entirely. Now let's talk price, because you need to say this number without flinching. Eden, one office, rents $25,000 a month. That's $300,000 a year. And it's published right on the website, and it does not move. It's the price. It does not move. Onboarding runs separately, and it's typically $50,000 to $150,000 for a company with real history behind it, and that gets quoted before any card ever gets charged. You will never discount this number. You will never apologize for it. You will never soften it. Instead, every single call you make is working toward one thing that costs the prospect absolutely nothing: a live demo. The offer is simple. Hear your phones answered. Adam puts a demo phone number in the prospect's own company name, and the owner calls it just like one of their own customers would. That demo is free. Your job on every call, every time, is to book that 15-minute look, not to sell the $25,000 itself. That one distinction is the whole job. Everything else in this book is training you to do exactly that. So how do you actually get someone from picking up the phone to booking that look? This course blends two proven approaches into a single call flow, and you'll spend the rest of this book learning to run them together. The first method treats selling as a listening skill wearing a talking costume. Instead of pitching, you walk the prospect through a sequence of question types, and by the time you're ready to present anything, they've already told you in their own words why they need what you're selling. There are five stages to this sequence. It opens with connection. That's the first 7 to 12 seconds of the call, where you stay calm, neutral, little detached, so the prospect doesn't throw up a wall. And you frame the call as something simple and low stakes. From there, you move into engagement, and this is where most of the real selling actually happens. You ask how they run things now. You dig for the real problems, and what those problems are actually costing them personally. You get them picturing what life looks like once it's fixed. You ask what happens if nothing changes. and you confirm out loud how important the change is to them right now. A short transition bridges you into what's next, echoing back their own words and their own emotions so they hear themselves in what you say. Only then do you present, and only to the problems they actually name. In a tight shape, here's the problem, here's how we solve it. Here's what that means for you, checking for agreement the whole way through. And the call closes with commitment. Direct questions that ask them to say out loud whether this could be the answer for them, followed by one specific next step. Tone matters just as much as the words do. Your default is curious, slow, unhurried, genuinely interested. You shift to confused when an answer doesn't quite add up, because a puzzled only two makes the prospect explain themselves. And that's usually when the real issue surfaces. You go concerned when you're asking about impact, because that signals you actually care about the outcome, not just the sale. You save a firmer, more challenging tone for late in the call when you're asking what happens if nothing changes. And you end your important questions on a downswing, not an upswing, a calm statement, not a hopeful little plea. A later chapter walks you through every one of these stages and every one of these tones in full detail, with Eden-specific examples for every vertical you'll be calling. The second method is a set of closing rules plus a deep arsenal of specific closes. And this is the discipline that actually gets you from, well, that was a good conversation, to a real slot sitting on the calendar. The core mindset is this: no close means no exchange, means no value. So the conversation isn't actually finished until you've asked for the demo. Every objection gets treated as a complaint to work through, never as a wall that stops you. I'm busy, it's just weather talk, not a no. You are always the only barrier in the room. If a demo doesn't get booked, you look at what you did, not at the prospect. You agree first, every single time, before you ever redirect the conversation, because agreement lowers resistance and reopens the door. And you asked more than once. Most people say yes after several attempts, and most reps quit after way too few. A rep who's built up a deep bench at different closes always has one more way to ask that doesn't feel like repeating themselves. A later chapter hands you a full working set of these closes: assumptive scheduling, summary closes, cost of waiting closes, and a complete playbook for price and budget pushback, all of it adapted specifically to booking the Eden demo and never used to sell the $25,000 price itself on the cold call. So here's how the two fit together. The question that method gets the prospect talking and surfaces their own reason to care. The closing rules make sure that once they've told you that reason, you actually ask for the appointment more than once, without arguing and without ever budging on price. Neither one works alone on this floor. Questions without a close is just a nice conversation that goes nowhere, and a close without questions is just pressure with nothing behind it. Every module from here forward is going to train one piece of that blend until it's automatic.